Mixed Mornings with Kyle, Brian, and Sarah is brought to you by Sunrise Dental. Visit any of Sunrise Dental's four area locations or go to visitsunrise.com.
Get up, get on up. Welcome. It's Kyle, Brian, and Sarah on Mix 101.5. The crew back together again. Brian has returned. Good morning, Brian Lord.
Good morning. Thank you for letting me take yesterday.
You know, it was a fun surprise text to get at 2 o'clock in the morning a couple nights ago.
Surprise text to send.
Yes, I bet it was.
I felt so bad for you.
Brian,
that's all right.
Brian sent the most defeated text of all time a couple nights ago. Like, hey, I'm not going to be making it in. I really need some sleep. And I saw that. I'm like, oh, my God. It's 1:50 a.m. in the morning. What happened?
I was up in Marty's room, and I looked at, you know, the hatch displays the time at the bottom. Hatch is the little sound machine he has. I look at it, it said 1:50, and I thought, I have to wake up in 2 hours, and I haven't slept all day. No way. When I get done putting this little bugger down, I'm sending the text.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, waving the white flag.
You're like, you beat me this time, Marty.
You got me.
I'm sorry. You had to go through with it, man. And, you know, Sarah and I were like, you know, if Brian is raising the white flag, you know it's serious because Brian doesn't ever like to say things like that or say I need sleep or I'm not feeling well. So I was proud that you sent the text and said, I can't do this.
Yes.
My question that I did have for you as I was thinking about it, was it Marty, he wasn't able to fall asleep, or did he fall asleep and then he woke up at like midnight and you couldn't get him back down?
Bingo.
It was the second. Okay.
It's the latter.
That was the only question I had about it. I'm like, man, has he been working on this for like 4 hours?
Yeah.
Or did he fall asleep and he's like, hey, I'm ready. It's midnight. What are we doing?
Well, he's going through something right now. You know, he just learned to crawl. Lots of development.
Well, he's got places to go.
He's got places to go. New muscles are being moved. New twitches at night. You know how those involuntary twitches
go. They're the worst.
They're the worst.
And
they
sure
come
he's
in,
teething.
They ruin the sleep. Yeah, and he's teething on top of that. So, you know, the holy trinity of things that could go wrong all went wrong on Monday night. He woke himself up at like, it was like 10:30. Put him down at 7, 10:30, he was up. And then from there, he just did not want to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah.
And he had a couple of those moments, you know, Sarah, where you were rocking Luca and he's asleep. And then you put him in there. And the moment he touches the mattress,
he's like, no.
Whoa, you're leaving? No, let's play. I'm awake.
And you let him cry it out for a while?
You know, what we do is I'll put him in. If I'm rocking him and he's you know, just not wanting to go down, eyes open. You know, they don't blink for like 6 minutes straight.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like, doesn't
That's it? That's what it feels like. Then I'll put him in the crib and I'll leave the room so that he knows, like, hey, daddy's leaving. And it feels a little mean, but it makes him start to cry a little, like he gets a little serious about going to sleep. Then I walk in. All right, now we're going to go to sleep. And I hope that that's sort of what stimulates the thought of, okay, all right. I did that like 3 different times.
So what time, after you sent us the most defeated text of all time at 1:50, when did you get to go back to sleep that morning?
Was it 2:15, I think it
so
was.
So not too much longer after that text.
No,
then.
I sent you the text when I finally got back down from Marty's room.
Gotcha.
And I had made the decision, by the way, upstairs in the room, I'm not going to work.
I can't.
Which made rocking him, honestly, in that moment feel so much better.
Oh, yeah, because you were like watching the clock.
I was. I was like hyper-focused on the clock.
Yeah, it makes it worse.
Only 2.5 hours of sleep, Brian. Only 2 hours and 15 minutes of sleep.
Only
2 hours of
sleep.
And once I had put it in my
brain,
like,
wait,
I'm an adult. I can call out.
This is a day that I could call out.
Then my body relaxed while I was holding Marty. All right, we got this. He went to sleep.
Oh, Brian. Well, I'm glad that you sent us the text. And, you know, going back to that moment for a second of like, you know, you saying that you woke up in the middle of the night and it just took me back to, you know, having those moments with Sophia. It's like overnight. And, you know, even though there's so many people on the planet, that moment, as you kind of go through it there, it has this weird feeling of making you feel like you are the only person on the planet.
I know.
At that time. I don't know what it is. It's like I Am Legend because you're tired, you're out of it, and you're having such like of this like intimate moment, right? Like this moment with your child. It's so small, even though there's so many people out there. When you're like desperate at 2 o'clock in the morning to make sure your baby's going to bed, it is a weird feeling of being like, man, I feel like I'm the only person on the planet right now at 1:50 a.m. that's doing this right now. even though that's not the case. But I'm glad that you sent the text. I'm glad that you got a little bit more sleep than you would have yesterday.
Yeah,
Brian.
thanks for holding things down yesterday.
Well,
needed that.
Oh, it's all good.
Well, you are
bored with your current job? Looking for a new career? With better pay and better conditions? Sunrise Dental may have just what you're looking for with their Sunrise School of Dental Assisting. Trained to be a dental assistant in only 13 weeks of 2 evening classes per week. Classes take place at a Raleigh dental office and are taught by experienced professionals. Open to anyone who has graduated from high school or above. Apply today and receive $300 off tuition. Go to sunriseschoolofdentalassisting.com.